name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willest, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. By Allah's name we start. On Sunday, 29th of Sha'ban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, 20th of Isfand 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of March 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio with a big salam to every one of you, dear believers and Muslims all around the world. The topic of this episode is preparing for the month of Ramadan.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.
Let's listen to verse 3 of chapter At-Talaq from the Holy Quran. We come back, we speak about important point of this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa yarzuquhu min haythu la yahtasib. Wa man yatawakkal 'ala Allahi fa huwa hasbuh. Inna Allaha balighu amrihi. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا.
And will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then he is sufficient for him. Indeed, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Allah has already set for everything a decreed extent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that Allah will provide him from success that he could have never imagined, and whosoever puts his trust in Allah, he will suffice him, since Allah will accomplish his purpose and he has set a measure for all things. Thus, male and female witnesses are warned against entertaining fear of problems resulting from trading the path of truth, but they are enjoined to administer justice and invoke Allah for removing the impediments, since he guarantees that whoever puts his trust in him, he will be delivered from entanglements.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب شكرا يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا رب يا رحمن شكرا يا رب.
The topic of this episode is preparing for the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month of spiritual cleansing and purification. Not only are Muslims required to fast during this time, but they must also increase their worship, good deeds, and acts of charity. Fasting is a deeply spiritual experience as it teaches us self-control and dedication. On top of this, being thirsty and hungry during the daylight hours heightens our awareness of how people experiencing poverty feel every day. The difference is that we're able to take comfort in the fact that we'll be able to enjoy a hearty, nourishing meal once the sun sets, whereas those in need don't have the same luxury. From this, our empathy is heightened, encouraging us to engage more readily with good deeds.
Mm-hmm.
Sayyid Saleh Al-Ghazwini.
The month of Ramadan will be at our doorsteps. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and the blessings to experience this beautiful month and to take advantage of all of the blessings and the mercy that it has to offer. God's mercy is always there. God says, I don't stop. God's mercy is unlimited. It continues to flow towards the creation. But our ability to either absorb and take advantage of God's blessings and mercy depends on how pure our souls are. This is why the Quran tells us, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Successful is the one who is able to keep his or her soul pure, clean. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The one who is unsuccessful is the one who neglects his soul. He does not, he or she does not maintain the purity of their soul. So as the receptacle of God's mercy and compassion and blessings, it's important for us to purify this receptacle, to clean this receptacle. And we do this through seeking forgiveness. We do this through turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking forgiveness for our shortcomings, our sins, our errors. And this is something that we need to work on every day, brothers and sisters. Seeking forgiveness should not just be something that we engage in when we've explicitly done something wrong. Yes, of course, it's important. But it should be a daily part of our lives. And this is what the Prophet and the Imams, they teach us. The Imams and the Prophet who were ma'soom, they were error-free, they were sinless, they engaged in seeking istighfar. Why? Because it is through seeking istighfar, the notion of seeking istighfar, that we continuously work towards God. They are teaching you and me, brothers and sisters. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد.
Let's title this part, Do As Much As You Can Before Ramadan. Yes, regardless of how you're getting ready for Ramadan, having a checklist to go over things means you're already taking the steps to help make Ramadan less stressful. While preparing for Ramadan can get overwhelming, having the tools in place to overcome the month's hardest obstacles gives us a chance to improve our productivity and keep these helpful habits even after Ramadan ends. So take the time and make the most of it by being reorganizing your schedule, maintaining a good character, and staying on top of your health. As the month of blessings as well as trials, have trust in Allah to keep you steadfast in your preparations for Ramadan and see these efforts bring you rewards in this life and the hereafter.
أرجو رضاك يا
الله
أنت الرحيم يا
الله
هبني عطاك يا
الله
أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا
الله
أنت العظيم يا
الله
فيك الرجاء يا
الله
أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
الله
يا ربي يا الله.
Recommended du'as for the month of Ramadan. Du'a as-sahar or as-sahar supplication.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إني أسألك من بهاء ذلك بأبهاه.
This dua is a general term referring to some supplications commanded to be said in every night of Ramadan before Fajr or dawn, when Muslims usually eat sahur to prepare for fasting the whole day. The most famous supplication of Sahar is Dua al-Baha, which is narrated from Imam Reza, peace be upon him, and Imam Baqir, peace be upon him. Al-Sheikh Abbas al-Qummi has narrated this dua in his well-known book, Mafatihul Jinan. So this dua is very common among Shia, and the term dua as-sahar now mostly refers to this supplication. According to Imam Reza, peace be upon him, this dua is Imam Baqir's supplication in sahars of the month of Ramadan. My father narrated from Imam Baqir that the grand name of Allah is within this dua. So whenever you pray this dua, pray from your heart, because it contains the secret knowledge.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the etiquettes of entering the blessed month of Ramadan. Entering the month of Ramadan requires repentance and seeking forgiveness, dear brothers and sisters. Ramadan is the spring of worship. Just as a spring brings vitality to the human body, in Ramadan one must also achieve spiritual vitality through worship. This is only possible through prior preparation, which is firstly repentance. Thus, we must seek much forgiveness in the last days of Sha'ban and gain the spirit of worship. In a sermon by the Holy Prophet ﷺ about Ramadan delivered on the last Friday of Sha'ban, we read, "O people, your souls are pledged by your deeds, so free them with your seeking of forgiveness." Yes, our souls and their freedom are pledged by our deeds. Our ugly sins and wrongdoings are shackles on our souls, hands and feet that are removed through seeking forgiveness, freeing the soul. Undoubtedly, that important prophetic advice addressed to all. When one commits any sin, they ultimately promise themselves to repent when Ramadan comes. This procrastination is a ploy of Satan and the carnal self. Instead, one who goes to Allah's feast should first wash and wear clean clothes before attending the banquet, not attending with dirty clothes and washing them first. It is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that whoever fasts the last 3 days of Sha'ban and connects them to the blessed month of Ramadan, Allah writes for him the reward of fasting 2 consecutive months.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special under the title of Preparing for the Month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. So please follow today's special. Fi amanillah.
Subhanaka Rabbi, Subhanaka ma azam shanak. ندعوك ونرجو غفرانك ندعوك ونرجو غفرانك ربي.
Food for thought. The
The Lady of Light, the Holy Prophet's immaculate daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, has been quoted in explaining the philosophy behind some of the basic tenets of Islam in the following passage. Never become angry with others and do not ask anything from them. Wish for the people whatever you wish for yourself. Of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We've been discussing in the Hadith of qualities of Shia. Mentioned by Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he mentioned a couple of points, and we are going to continue discussing on other points. The first point was Wara, and then Ijtihad, and then Ahlul Wafa. We discuss about these points, but the next point is Al-Amana wa Ahlul Zuhud. Amana means the person who is very honest. In the time of Imam Sadiq, someone came to Imam Sadiq and asked, Ya Imam, O son of Rasulullah, how should be introduced among others as Shia? Imam hold up his fingers and said, if people put fingers on you saying that, look at him, he is the true follower of Imam Sadiq, that much, if you're at that extent, if you're nice people, if you're good people, that people will point out on you saying that he is, look at him, he is the follower of Imam Jafar Sadiq, then you can say you are the follower of Imam Sadiq. Means you have to be known with all those good qualities. You know that one have to have that qualities. So other quality has been mentioned in this hadith is mu'min has to be ahlul amana. You have to be very honest. You have to be very trustworthy. If someone gives you some word, if someone gives you some money, if someone gives you some wealth, if someone gives you in your protection, or in your home, his family says, okay, I'm my friend, I'm traveling,
keep my family with you for a week, or keep this money with you, or keep this thing with you, or this is my word, don't tell to anyone. That means you are not going to do any khiyana. You have to prove yourself that you are trustworthy. Others can trust you. Imam Sadiq in another hadith says, when your whole tribe can trust on you and say, without any other considerations, that like you are a Muslim or you are not Muslim, if others consider you as a loyal person, then you are truly mu'min. Then you are truly mu'min. Truly mu'min means everybody in your tribe, in your friends, in your community can trust on you. When you are totally trustworthy, then you can say, I'm a mu'min. And then next point Imam is discussing in this hadith is saying, you have to be Ahl al-Zuhud. Ahl al-Zuhud means we have a lot of belongings in this world, but we live with what we need, and that's it. If you need, like, you have 5 cars, you have a special car for your weekends, no, leave that car. If you need 1 car, which is enough for you, live with the least. So when you try to live with the least, that means you have a lot, but you are always ready to share your blessings with others. This is the meaning of Zuhud. It means if you have extra stuff, whatever it is, if you have extra stuff, share with others, give it to others, let others enjoy with your blessings. And 1 car is enough for you, few dresses is good for you, few pair of shoes is good for you, few books is good for you. Whatever you need, if you are ready to survive with that, that means you are man of Zuhud. And this was the quality of Salman Farsi, this was the quality of Abu Zar Ghaffari, this was the quality of Ammar bin Yasir. All mostly followers of Ahlul Bayt, like Asbaq ibn Nubata, like others, they lived with the least. And living with the least necessary things, it means you are man of Zuhud. These are the other two qualities which have been discussed by Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam in this hadith. Be always man of Amana and Zuhud, inshaAllah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really glad to have Brother Hussein Akbari and Fawad Haider with me today in the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Fawad Haider.
Salam, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm good. How about you?
I'm good, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Salam, Hussein. How are you?
Salam alaikum. I'm fine.
Fine? All right. So everyone is fine here. So brothers and sisters, to your listeners of IRB English Radio, thank you so much for joining. I will, inshallah, together, we will practice page 155, ayah 43, Surah Al-A'raf. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes? Hussein?
Yes.
Ready, everyone?
Yes. Okay, yes. Brothers and sisters, we'll practice this ayah today, inshallah. So get your Quran with you. Page 155, Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 43. Let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق ونودوا أن تلكم الجنة أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون.
A very nice recitation that was. I really enjoyed. Did you enjoy? Huh?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's see what Allah Almighty says in this ayah, and let's practice the tajweed rules, and inshallah we will practice also the recitation, because after the tajweed rules are practiced and learned, so we have to know how to recite the ayah beautifully then. Alright, based on tajweed rules.
Yes.
Let me read it once. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار. Allah Almighty says, we will remove whatever rancor there is in their breasts, whatever hatred, whatever kind of block spots, whatever, okay, like these things in their breasts, in their chests, we will remove them. تجري من تحت الأنهار, and the streams will run for them. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. And they will say, all praise belongs to Allah Almighty who guided us to this. We would have never been guided had not Allah guided us. لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ. Our Lord's apostles had certainly brought the truth. وَنُودُوا أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. This is so beautiful. Allah Almighty says, and the call would be made to them. It will be announced to them. Okay? This is paradise which you have been given to inherit because of what you used to do. This ayah talks about the people in the heaven, in the Jannah. Alright?
Yes.
Somebody recite this ayah once? Hussein or Fawad? Who wants to recite? Hussein, you want to recite?
Yes.
Alright. Recite it once.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ما شاء الله
ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار
أحسنت
وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله.
أحسن. Wait. So, let's practice what we have to focus on this, okay? There are some points that we need to focus in recitation. Yeah? Fawad?
Yes.
So, ونزعنا ما في صدورهم. Was that correct? Sudurihim. That was correct, yes?
Yes.
He read it correctly. But next one, min ghillin.
Yeah,
he was wrong. He applied the rule ikhfa. Yes. He hid the sound of noon. While he didn't have to hide the noon sound. How should he read? For what? Can you read it? Ma fi sudurihim min ghillin. How do you read it?
It's min ghillin tajri.
Min ghillin. There is no changes. Yeah?
Yes.
Min ghillin. You don't read it. Min ghillin. Okay? No. Min ghillin. Alright, Hussein?
Can you explain why, sir?
Alright, yep. Nun Sakin. After Nun Sakin, we have the letter. What letter we have?
Yes.
Ghain. Yes?
Yes.
The letter Ghain. So whenever you have Nun Sakin, after Nun Sakin, you have Ghain, Ayn, Hamza, Ha, Ha, Kha, these six letters, you bring no changes to the Nun.
What's the name of this group?
Izhar letters or the throat letters, okay?
Yes.
So throat letters, you never change the sound of Nun. You read it the way it is. You pronounce the Nun clearly, yes, without any
changes.
Changes. Min ghillin. All right? But next one, ghillin, it has tanween. Tanween is the same as Nun Sakin.
Yes.
After tanween here, ghillin, lin, you have what? Ghillin. You have the letter ta.
Yes.
Ghillin tajri. Here you should hide it.
You should hide it.
Because ta is from the
rest of
ikhfa letters. Yes. The rest of the letters, ikhfa letters. It is included in that group. So it says that you have to hide the sound of tanween. So you read it this way. Min ghillin tajri. Min ghillin tajri. And also, مِن تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ مِن You hide the sound of Nun here, because you have a ta after that.
قَلْبٌ بِالْحَقِّ تَعَلَّقْ وَبِغَارِحِ رَاءَ تَأَلَّقْ يَبْكِي يَسْأَلُ خَالِقَهُ فَأَتَاهُ الْوَحْيُ فَأَشْرَقْ اِقْرَأْ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا. What do you do here? Hussein, read it. وما كنا.
وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله.
Good. Was there any mistake?
No, I didn't find.
No? Alright, but I found some mistakes. Look, Hussein. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ. This was correct this time. But first time he said لِنَهْتَدِي لَوْلَا. لِنَهْتَدِيَ. لَوْلَا. Then he again applied the rule إِخْفَى with the word أَن. He said أَن هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. Ha is from izhar letters.
Throat letters.
Did you get it?
Yes. Yes?
Okay. So read it again, Hussein. Do not hide it. No. An hadan Allah. Read laula.
Laula an hadan Allah.
Good job. This is very good. Nice one. So the people in the heaven, they will have no jealousy with each other, okay? Because jealousy doesn't have a meaning there. There's no jealousy. People will not hate each other. Though, for example, their rank will be different.
Yes.
Yeah? But they have no hatred. They are not jealous about each other. Why he has that rank? Why I don't have this rank? I hate him. I'll fight him. No hatred. No enmity. There's nothing.
So there are no emotions or no...
No, we... Look, emotions, we have good emotions, we have bad feelings, yes? Yeah? Good emotions, and also the bad ones.
Yes.
So there will be nothing bad in heaven. Because everything is good. Everything is enjoyable. Everything is happiness. Alright? Yes. So, and also the people in the heaven will be so thankful to Allah Almighty. So guys, this ayah is so beautiful. And I want you to refer to the Tafasir books to learn more about it. There are a lot of great points. So, at the end of the ayah, Allah says, أَنْتِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ وَنُودُوا أَنْتِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Okay? Before that, the people in the Jannah will say that, Oh Allah Almighty, whatever your Rasul, your prophets brought us, they were truth. Okay? We found them truth. The prophets say that you have Jannah, you have hellfire. And they are correct. We see them. And also, Allah Almighty tells them, okay, that this is the Jannah that you were given the news.
Yes.
Okay? That with good deeds, of course, you will inherit this.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So the people who are dead, for example, everybody enters heaven after Day of Judgment, or there are already people over there?
No, after the Day of Judgment is held.
So everyone goes to heaven.
Day of Judgment happens, and then people go to hellfire, people go to heaven.
So all the people go together.
Yeah, of course.
And one.
All right. But who enters first? It's arguable, okay? There are many hadiths that you can refer to the tafsir books. So let's finish the tajweed part and let's recite this. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. Make sure it's not أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ. The mad is
wajib.
Wajib. We got extended. رُسُولُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقْ وَنُودُ أَنْتِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةَ أُورِثْتُمُهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. These are the easy rules that you already know them. All right, Hussein and Fawad, time to recite together. I will recite, you should repeat after me, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, make sure you repeat after us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار.
ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار.
أحسنت. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله.
وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله.
Ahsan, that was good. It's a long part of this ayah, yeah?
Yes.
It's okay. لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ.
لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ.
وَنُودُوا أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
وَنُودُوا أَن تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْتُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thank you so much for being with us up to this time. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio. Fawad and Hussein Akbari, thank you so much for being with us in this session. See you inshallah next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه.
تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان، وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Assalamu alaikum, my dear friends, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Ocean of Dua. Here we are for another lesson and another journey to the profound ocean of this spiritual insight. This is Mujtaba Farzana, your host for today's episode. The blessed month of Sha'ban is coming to its end, and it is our second to last episode in this month. The final part of this segment of the Dua has two main concepts that we are going to cover in these two episodes. Let's open our hearts and listen to today's segment of the Munajat. I'll be right here with you every step of the way.
إلهي أقمني في أهل ولايتك مقام من رجى الزيادة من محبتك إلهي وألهمني ولهن بذكرك إلى ذكرك وهمتي في روح نجاح أسمائك ومحل قدسك.
Now that we have admired the beauty of these lines, let's read their English translation. My Lord, place me among those who show servitude to you, the position of those who consistently hope to increase your love. My Lord, please inspire me with a mounting passion for your remembrance and with an enthusiasm for the refreshing resort to your names and the station of your holiness. As I promised earlier in the show, we are going to talk about the last two concepts of this part of the dua, which are zikr and the grand names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, in this episode, we aim to clarify what zikr means and how to develop the sense of Allah's remembrance within us. If we compare these two verses of the dua, we understand that in the first verse, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exalt us to a level on which we can enter Allah's wilayah. And in the second verse, He Himself is showing us the way. If you want to elevate yourself to get under my wilayah, you have to remember me. You have to keep doing my zikr. But what's the meaning of zikrullah? Does it mean we have to hold to prayer beads all the time and repeat famous azkar, like Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, or something else? We have to bear in mind that we have two types of zikr, jali and khafi, or in other words, zikr by the tongue or zikr by the heart. The first one is considered the initial step of God's remembrance, where one is mentioning the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the tongue. Zikr by the heart, on the other hand, is the one who practices God's remembrance by the heart and considers him in private and in public as present and watchful. Such person avoids doing any action which may be against his consent. Dhikr by the heart is considered the highest level of zikr. With all the above being said, we hope we can seize our moments in this blessed month and continue zikrullah in the sacred month of Ramadan. Now let's talk about some of the obstacles that keep us away from zikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to our religious sources, arrogance can make us distant from God. In chapter A'raf, we read, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهِ. God asks Shaitan, what prevented you from prostrating when I commanded you? He responded that I'm better than Adam. It is obvious that self-centeredness and pride prevents a true believer from Zikrullah. Another obstacle mentioned in chapter Munafiqeen when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum min dhikrullah. Do not let your possessions and children deceive you from remembrance of Allah. We have to acknowledge that whatever we have and we earned in life comes directly from the Lord of the universe. We shouldn't lose concentration and become heedless of their source. I feel that's enough for the obstacles. Let's take a short break and come back to wrap up this episode.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams, and then in particular he mentioned Munajat Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness, and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
Before we say goodbye to you, I wish to mention some of the fruits of God remembrance in a nutshell. In the midst of this modern world where depression and anxiety rank first on the list of human problems, the Noble Quran says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. All the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. The second fruit is that if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is going to remember us. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. One might raise a question that what would be the benefits of God remembering us? The answer is obvious. The least it can do for us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us and forgives our sins and elevates us on His path of servitude. Redemption, insight, and a flourishing intellect are also mentioned among the limitless fruits of dhikrullah. Let's pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to remember Him in every step of our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban b'jamalak jalalak zahawban, wal'alam yigillak ahibak ya Sha'ban. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان العالم يقلك أحبك يا شعبان
والعالم أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان
Every night and every day Every night and every day Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
This is this for a better life. For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم, dear brothers and sisters. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is your host, Brother Mustafa. On this show, we discuss Islamic ethics and morality and what steps we can take towards reaching God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the steps that I've talked about is correcting our understanding, is correcting our thoughts and way of thinking. One of the most important steps and ways and things that we can do is to correct our understanding of Tawheed. Tawheed means, you know, it's normally translated as monotheism or our belief in the oneness of God. And it's unfortunately in today, in the era that we're living in, it's one of the most important topics that a lot of us unfortunately don't always pay attention to. You know, one of the scholars that I was listening to, he was saying that in a lot of the youth today, not only in the youth, in a lot of people, if we could only correct their way of thinking about Tawheed, so many other things will correct themselves, right? So what does it mean really when we're talking about Tawheed or monotheism? This is the, you know, a lot of, for example, the question that we hear, for example, you know, why did, for example, Allah create this world? What is the purpose of this world? These are all questions related to Tawheed. They're all related to understanding that oneness of God. Before I really, you know, talk more about specifically about, you know, what is Tawheed and monotheism, a big part of that is, of course, is purifying ourselves and our heart, right? When we purify ourselves, one of the biggest steps that we can take towards understanding God, one of the barriers that comes in the way is, unfortunately, it's our own sins. When we are committing sins, you know, we are then many times looking for excuses or ways or justifications for committing those sins. And what does, you know, our mind, or what does, you know, Satan, what does he do? He attacks our way of thinking about God. He makes us question our life and our purpose and why we are here. And many times, you know, we feel that, you know, we can't find answers